You can be my perch, and I can sing you a song. I hope you can sing to the world, and I can be your little songbird. When you wake up in the morning, before you've had your first cup of coffee, before you lit your first cigarette of the day, I can be the soundtrack to your morning and to the evening when you go to bed. And I can be your little songbird.
Inside the walls of Jericho, I couldn't believe it, how you could just stop wanting me. You burnt down Easter Island, as if it wasn't sacred, as if it wasn't sacred to me. I've seen it in the poems and the sins. I've the history of man. You didn't even falter, didn't look back once, did you? So Samson blamed Delilah, but given half the chance, I would have made him weaker too. Sirens sounded, trumpets blared.
So, hello everyone. This is Ava Maiella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I am here subbing for Lucy. Usually it's Naive Melodies in this time slot, but I got the slot, so I'm subbing. I love Lucy, though, and you should definitely tune in next week to check out her music. What you just listened to was History of Man by Maisie Peters. I love Maisie Peters, and this is off of her new album, The Good Witch, which honestly was a flop, in my opinion. But I love this one song off of it. I think it's one of the best ones she's ever written. But yeah, so I really took the Freeform Radio thing to heart with this playlist. It's going to be a little taste of everything. But next up, I'm going to play Loose Garment by Muna because of the August reference. And we are in August, so hope everyone enjoys. This is Loose Garment. So that was Loose Garment by Muna. Love that song. This is from their like self-titled album, and I have been on a Muna kick, so I know way too much about all of their songs and everything. But they said that this song was kind of like the thesis of the album. Like, it was just what everything built off of for this album, which I think is really cool. So next up I'm gonna play Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice, which is a song that I love to throw on playlists when I'm making playlists for my friends, to help them like manifest different things. I just love throwing this song on because it's just like a good beat and interesting lyrics. So hope everyone enjoys.
I see the signs.
So that was Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. And next up, I'm playing EXO by Beyonce. Oh my God, I went to the Beyonce concert that they had at Gillette Stadium, and it was during the Aquarius full moon. So actually never gonna get over that. Like, the energy was insane. But she didn't play this song, and I was bummed because this is one of my favorites. So I'm gonna play it here. This is EXO by Beyonce.
Your love is bright as ever, even in the shadows. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Your heart is glowing and I'm crashing into you. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out.
So that was XO by Beyoncé, and then I just kind of let it go into Clean by the Japanese House, which I think I'm going to be doing for the rest of the show because I don't want to talk in between every song. But it's so crazy, like as I was sitting here listening to Clean by the Japanese House, I realized that I've been doing radio for like a year and a half almost, probably like actually a little more than that. And when I first started doing radio, I was like so intimidated by all the people that were doing it. And I thought that they probably, and they do, have like super sophisticated music taste. And I remember being so excited to play that one song because, I don't know, I think it's like popular, but it's not that popular. And I knew it was going to sound so cool on the radio. And so I think like during my first radio show, I played that and I was so like, look at me doing the thing. But it's really cute to play it now and just think about how excited I was. But next up, I'm going to be playing Buzzcut Season by Lorde. And then I'm going to follow it with Genesis by Grimes. And both these songs just sound so cool, especially in the studio. So I hope they sound cool wherever you're listening to them from. Yeah, wherever you're listening to the radio from. I don't know. My brain's not working. Anyways, Buzzcut Season and then Genesis. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
explosions on TV, and all the girls with heads inside a dream. So now we live beside the pool where everything is good. Thank you.
So that was Buzzcut Season by Lord, and then Genesis by Grimes. Love both those songs. And now we have a PSA. This is the ladder safety PSA. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. It's definitely my favorite PSA. All right, so next up we're going to do two good songs. Lover, which is also like Don't Let Me Down, by Palace, and then Celeste by Ezra Vine. And when we're done, I'll tell you a funny story about Celeste. But I don't have any funny stories about the first one. It's just a good song. So hope you enjoy both of these. Lover and then Celeste.
My stomach's been twisted for ages now. everything. 'Cause you make my heart sing.
So that was Lover, Don't Let Me Down by Palace, and Celeste by Ezra Vine. And as promised, here's a little funny story. It was during quarantine, and I had this like friend at the time, and they were an aspiring writer. I don't think that's like happening anymore. And basically they came up to me and they were like, let's write a book. I want to write a book with you. And I was like, okay, sure. And so we were trying to like pick names for the book that were like edgy and different because it was going to probably be horrible. And they were like, oh, let's pick the name Celeste. So then I was like, I don't know, trying to tap into my like artistic side, which I honestly don't have. And I was like, let's make like playlists for each of the people in the book. And so I looked up Celeste and that's how I found this song. And I was just checking and it looks like it has like 100 million listens now, which is so cool because when I found it, it was at like, I think under 50,000, which is still a lot, but I was like, whoa, this song really took off. I mean, it was like, what, 4 years ago? But Anyways, next up, we're going to play another Japanese house, or the Japanese house song called Boyhood, which, shout out Marin, my friend. Marin introduced me to, and I love it. And then Tiebreaker by The Head and the Heart. And this is my sister's recommendation for this show. I'm so jealous. My sister and my dad drove all the way to Montreal just for lunch. For context, we live in Vermont, so, but it's still like a 3.5 hour drive. And I just wish I was there with them doing that. But yeah, so Tiebreaker for Madison, even though she isn't listening. Hope you guys enjoy. This is Boyhood and Tiebreaker.
I could have been somebody else, but I've been out looking for me. It doesn't matter what I tell myself. Yeah.
All right, so that was Boyhood by the Japanese House and then Tiebreaker by The Head and the Heart. And the reason why my sister requested this song is kind of interesting and I thought I would share. We just had a cool conversation. This is my older sister. We both went through like really rough breakups this year and we had like very different opinions about like, I don't know, how we deal with like what home is. Like, she was graduating from college, and so she kept on kind of being like, ugh, like, this breakup is happening, but I, like, honestly wish that I could just, like, stay in this specific place, like, in this dorm and everything, like, even without that person. So, like, for her, like, home is, like, a physical place and an environment. And I was like, oh my god, I had the exact opposite feeling of, like, the second that my breakup happened, I was like, god, I just want to, like, flee the area. Because I find like home in people, but I'm finding home in friends now, which is very nice. And I recommend everyone listening does that too. But I thought that could be cool for you guys to kind of like sit and think on, like, what is home to you? Oh my God, it sounds like those like questions that they have in like liberal arts classes where they're like, where is home to you? And someone's like, like my coffee in the morning. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cool to think about. And I think both of those songs were very like home in people type songs. So yeah. Anyways, last two songs, but I'm going to talk to you in between them. So I'm just going to introduce one right now. This is $20 by Boy Genius. And yeah, I'm playing it because I'm getting really excited. My dad and I are going to a Boy Genius concert in New York City because I got my dad to be absolutely obsessed with Boy Genius, which is really funny because he sends me like Lucy Dacus songs and Julian Baker songs all the time. And I'm definitely like, Phoebe Bridgers is my favorite, so we just share. But yeah, this is $20. Hope you guys enjoy.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me rum or Jameson, then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front. It's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard where we play with fire. In another life we were arsonists. How long's the Chevy been on cinder blocks? Thank you.
right. So that was $20 by Boy Genius. I think my favorite lyric from that song is like, how long has the Chevy been on cinder blocks? And Lucy Dacus was talking about how it's kind of just like, I don't know, the like old man version of procrastination, that like, I don't know, it's the idea of like having this dream of like this huge, amazing car, but like not being able to actually do it. But yeah, so kind of sad, but good song. Last up, gonna quickly play A Little Thing by Nox Fortune. I'm playing this in honor of Lucy because this is the first song that she played when she trained me. She actually trained me for radio, and now she's like, believe, general manager. So that's crazy. Yeah, so hope you guys enjoy. I'll always associate this song with radio. This is Little Thing by Nox Fortune. I'm gonna quickly sign out. This is Ava Mayella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.